Across India, tea estates are important pockets to preserve that biodiversity. Unsurprisingly, then they also see a fair amount of human-animal conflict. Various studies have reported human and elephant fatalities, particularly in Assam. There have been researchers in the Northeast who have reported, who have studied and focused on the human-animal conflict. And they've reported that the two species most in conflict with people on the tea garden are elephants and leopards. For elephant herds, corridors running through tea estates means they will enter the garden and, if provoked, will defend themselves, especially if the herd includes calves. These researchers have concluded that unless the district administration and conservationists work with tea garden management, there is no solution. A recent WhatsApp forward among tea folks in India shows an elephant herd sleeping amidst tea bushes. The photo is credited to Nigel D'Souza, senior manager at Nonaipara Tea Estate, which is part of the Goodrick Group. This and other photographs of insects and birds or of elephants on tea gardens that make the rounds are often attributed to either Nigel or Neeraj Mani Charasia, who's also with Goodrick's Deju Estate in Assam. In recent years, Nigel and Neeraj's photographs have brought to the fore the other side of the tea garden story of human-animal harmony. They also do a marvelous job of showcasing the rich flora and fauna that exists within the tea garden. Both are skilled amateur photographers, but more significantly, they've used their interest to document the tea estate's wildlife and to educate workers to understand those they share living space with. What this has achieved is a remarkable step towards reducing man-animal conflict on the estates. Nigel arrived at Nonaipara in 2011. It's located in Udalgari district, which had documented the maximum deaths from elephants for a decade at that time. About 6 months into the job, Nigel decided to start bringing in some interventions.
Once I got my bearings and, you know, realized what is going on, where things are going wrong, I did a lot of research on elephants, whatever was available from the net and, you know, talking to the forest officers and forest officials and things like that. So what it came down to was basically lack of awareness and how to deal with the herds, you know. So we started a lot of awareness programs with the workers. So that's now been 11 years since we started that program. And we've adopted a complete non-interference policy. And as a result of which, we've had no elephant deaths in the last 10 years here. Barring one, which was a freak accident. There was this loner which had come into the garden. And it was at night, it was heavy rain. And one of my workers stepped out of his house to go to the shop, you know. And he had his umbrella right up because it was raining. And he literally walked into the loner.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, probably that was a reflex action. This guy also got startled and didn't stamp him, but swiped him.
Nonaipara has 8 elephant watchers to keep a lookout for the herds entering the corridor, ensuring that the path ahead is clear until the herd exists. Clearly, this has made a difference since both herds and humans seem to have learned to coexist without fear or threat. While elephants are the most visible of animals and often most talked about, both Nigel and Neeraj have also been actively photographing and documenting other species, like snakes, to distinguish the venomous from non-venomous ones. It's an important step towards helping people recognize and respond to a snake sighting. A simple piece of advice, adds Nigel, is to ask pluckers to stomp their feet as they walk through the bushes to allow snakes to know of approaching humans. Neeraj's interest in photography began while a student of agriculture. He saw an opening in the tea garden while attending a job fair during his college years and decided to take it up. 1 year on, he joined the Goodrick Group. Arriving in Nonaipara, he saw several photographs on display of snakes, elephants, and birds. They had been taken by his senior colleague, Nigel. Of the work that was ongoing in the conservation efforts at the estate, he adds,
forest was next to the garden. I can see different animals there. And again, like whatever I did during my college time, bird photography and all, I can restart those things. And seniors were very helpful there. Like we had, it was Rainforest Alliance certified. So we were doing a lot of conservation work. They were doing a lot of conservation work and all in the state awareness. So these things were really very great to see in the tea industry. Like so much of things were input were done to keep our garden in a better position, keeping an eco-friendly place and living with the wildlife animals in the tea garden.
In the time he has worked here, Neeraj has documented more than 450 species seen on the tea garden, including rare sightings such as the human-faced bug and the Himalayan serow that Nigel describes as a cross between a goat and a deer, and also a Javan ferret. Neeraj records these sightings on iNaturalist, where they identified and geotagged. Neeraj is a self-taught photographer, and he's also learned video making to document how different predators like spiders and bugs help control pests in the tea estate, which eventually can reduce the chemical footprint in the tea estate. Spiders in the tea garden, he says, are a good sign because they take care of the Helioporus menace. So his videos often begin with the egg, so the workers in the garden learn to recognize spider eggs and leave them undisturbed. This approach of non-interference coupled with consistent awareness has led to a biodiversity garden, a model of sustainability. Nigel speaks of hornbills that are now regular visitors and peacocks for permanent residents, thanks to the garden's endeavors in demarcating forested areas for animals to live in peace. And since moving to Deju, Neeraj has now taken to photographing flora, documenting over 100 tree species. He believes the estate is home to at least 3,000 species of plants, which, given that tea is a monoculture, says something to the biodiversity it supports.
Yeah, what I will say, like, there are places for these reptiles. A lot of reptiles are there in the tea industry. And even this, many insects are there. And a lot of butterflies are there, birds are there. And some of the like endangered species also sometimes we can spot, like Himalayan serow I found, Javan ferret. So these animals have also a special things in the tea industry, tea gardens and all. So we should focus not on only the elephant or leopard.
Both Nigel and Neeraj talk about using their free time in the pursuit of nature photography. And it often means waking up at 4 in the morning on a Sunday and heading into the forest with only a camera for company to watch animals in order to learn and understand them better. It's a sort of commitment that's certainly paying off in their tea gardens. But quite simply, what they do comes from a deep love of nature and the desire to live in harmony with the world.